the makers of Clipper Craft Clothes for Men, and 924 leading retail stores from coast to coast, present the world's most famous detective, Sherlock Holmes. Our stories are based upon the character of Sherlock Holmes created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and the dramatizations are by Edith Miser. Now, once more, we are about to visit Dr. Watson, the friend and chronicler of Sherlock Holmes and his amazing adventures. We find him sitting in his well-worn armchair, an eager look on his face and a humorous twinkle in his eye. Can it be that the good doctor is beginning to look forward to his weekly appearances before the microphone?
Good evening, Mr. Harris. It certainly can. And tonight I have my narrative all picked out. Have you ever noticed that red-headed people always seem to lead very eventful lives? Look at Queen Elizabeth.
Yes, and I've heard that Cleopatra was a bricktop, too, and she certainly had very few dull moments. And the stores that sell Clippercraft clothes have no dull moments either. That's because millions of men have discovered that Clippercraft gives them value beyond compare. Behind these unheard-of Clippercraft values is a triumph of American ingenuity and a really tremendous distribution idea. 924 leading stores from coast to coast have concentrated their buying power, resulting in value without precedent because of the savings in manufacturing and distribution costs. What you get is the benefit of group buying with all the friendly personal attention traditionally yours at your own local independent store. You've never seen expensive-looking suits like Clippercraft's at only $35 and $40, with a few deluxe models at $43.75. The same goes for top coats and overcoats at only $30 to $40, and sport jackets at only $24. Yes, your clothes problem is easily solved this fall. Simply compare Clippercraft with clothes selling for many dollars more. And now, Dr. Watson, shall we get back to our story?
Yes, indeed. Well, tonight I have decided to tell you the story of the Red-Headed League.
The Red-Headed League? What a curious title.
More curious than the situation it gave rise to in Sherlock Holmes' life. One day, it was during the autumn of the year 1890, I burst in upon my friend to find him deep in conversation with a stout, florid figure.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?